South Africans have been hit with a curveball after calls for the WhatsApp service to be regulated. The Portfolio Committee on Telecommunications and Postal Services have scheduled hearings into the regulation of over-the-top OTT services in South Africa. This follows calls by service providers Vodacom and MTN that OTT services be regulated in South Africa. Vodacom CEO Shamil Joseph and MTN CEO Imtiazo Inyathi previously called for services like WhatsApp and Facebook that run over the top of network to face greater regulatory scrutiny in South Africa. Inyathi called for ICASA to level the playing fields between operators and OTT players. But what does this all mean? There seems to be a lot of confusion. Now, on the line we have the man we hope can help us unpack some of these issues, and that is Arthur Goldstuck, who is the MD of Worldwide Wox and the Editor-in-Chief of Gadget. Arthur, thank you so much for your time. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Simon, and good morning to listeners. Thank you.
Now, don't cell phone providers like MTN and Vodacom, Cell C, Telkom and everyone else, don't they already get some money by us using WhatsApp via the data cost that we incur?
That's exactly the little dirty secret that they don't talk too much about. The more you use services like WhatsApp and Facebook, the more you're spending on data. So they are benefiting enormously. But the problem is that people are replacing currently expensive services like instant messaging with SMS. So an instant message to WhatsApp, for example, costs a fraction of a cent in data spend, whereas an SMS costs between 50 and 80 cents. So you can see what that does to their SMS revenues very, very quickly. And they are suffering there. And the other area is the emerging ability to use voice on instant messaging services. So WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, BBM, Google, all allow voice use on their apps. And that uses data, but the amount of data it uses is going to cost a lot less than making a voice call. And that's what really scares the networks. And this is a future that's been arriving for a long time, but it's caught them flat-footed because they've never really come up with alternatives or their own technologies or something to make it more compelling to use their voice services rather than over-the-top services.
Now, do they actually have a right to complain? Because that's just how business works. If somebody comes with a product that's more cost-effective, tough luck for you. Arthur, are you still there? Arthur, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I lost you for a moment. I don't know if you got my question.
Yes, you hit the nail on the head. They don't really have a right to complain because, as you say, that's how business works, but more important, that's how technology works. There's always new and better ways to do things, and what they're really trying to do is to hold back the future. They talk about leveling the playing field, but the playing field has always been unlevel in their favor. And I have to say, this is language that's used by mobile networks the world over. It's almost like there's collusion between the major networks globally to use that phrasing to level the playing fields, but in fact, it's always been in their favor, and now it's beginning to shift in the favor of the consumer.
Now, how have international companies dealt with it, or companies in other countries? Because, I mean, WhatsApp is not only providing a service to South Africans, it's the world over, whether it's WhatsApp or WeChat or Instagram or Viber, whatever else it may be. Is it the same case in other countries that, it's just become cheaper, or have providers in other countries managed to overcome this loss in revenue?
It's beginning to happen more and more, and we're seeing almost a sustained campaign by networks around the world to get regulators to step in. And India was perhaps the most dramatic example, where all the mobile networks asked the regulator in India, the TRIA, to step in and regulate or even block these over-the-top services. They did an in-depth investigation, which in fact was a very comprehensive and useful one for other regulators to use. So the hearing that the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee is having now could actually be circumvented by them just having a look at what the Indian regulator produced from their own investigations, and they ultimately decided not to do anything for now, although even their parliament, the equivalent of this committee, called for regulation as well, but the regulator hasn't done so. And the other area where we are seeing a lot, or the region where we are seeing a lot of activities in Europe, where France tried to force Skype to apply for a telecommunications license. They simply ignored the French regulator, and the regulator has asked the prosecutor to investigate, but nothing's happened because they're really trying to regulate or license or investigate something that is just a new technology that operates over the internet. The other country where we've seen noise is the UK, where the operators have asked their regulator to investigate as well, but there hasn't been any developments out of that.
What options do they have, these service providers in South Africa and elsewhere? Because they're probably going to go and give a sob story and say, well, you know, if we lose more revenue, then we have to cut back jobs, and that's not good for the economy. What kind of alternatives can they use? Is it possible for them to speak to companies like WhatsApp and say, look, between the two of us, with no cost to the consumer, you need to make sure we get a bigger slice of the pie. But how would that work if WhatsApp is essentially a free service?
It is what they're asking, these services. They're asking Facebook to share revenues with them. But again, you're absolutely correct. WhatsApp doesn't make any money from the consumer, so there's nothing to share. In fact, WhatsApp is an incredible boon to the consumer and has allowed them to save on their communications costs. And in these difficult economic times, that's an incredibly important and valuable tool. So the networks are really being anti-consumer in this approach. What they can do is what they did in Morocco a few months ago. They in fact blocked WhatsApp and other services, and the regulator then supported the networks in that. But that's an extreme, and you really are being heavily anti-consumer and only on the side of business if you take that approach. That won't happen here. Also, you have Cell C in this country opposing this regulation. So if MTN and Vodacom were to block these services, then people would flock to Cell C.
Why is Cell C opposing it? Surely they're also losing revenue?
Cell C sees it as a great way to serve the consumer. Their whole stance is, in fact, very pro-consumer. And they also realize that it's a great way to attract customers from the other networks. So they, in fact, have an offering where for R5 a month, you get unlimited WhatsApp usage without having to spend more on data. That locks people into spending a certain amount every month, but it also makes them a lot more appealing to consumers. Now, I must mention that MTN has various promotions where they offer Twitter access for free. So they're trying to play both games. They're trying to attract customers by offering free access to certain OTT services, but then they want the regulator to step in and give them a slice of revenue from these operators or from these OTT players.
Mm. And where does Telkom stand in all of this? Because they do provide a cell phone service, and they're a state-owned enterprise. It would be interesting to hear their take.
Telkom has been very quiet. They do support the stance of MTN and Vodacom. They're part of the lobby for regulation, but they're very quiet about it. They haven't been as militant. MTN has, in fact, led the cry for the level playing field. The previous CEO was incredibly vocal and militant about it. And I think the current CEO hasn't been in the position for too long. He is simply echoing what's gone before.
Okay, Arthur, thank you so much for your time. It really clarified a lot of things for us and made it easy to understand. Much appreciated.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Go well.
Bye.
Okay, so there you have it. Basically, why these network providers are complaining, MTN and Vodacom in particular, is that even though they make money out of the data that they charge you, they make money by charging you for data usage. But if you were sending an SMS previously during peak time and they were charging you 75 cents for that SMS, and you're saying that you send the exact same message nowadays via WhatsApp, it'll probably cost you, I'm just saying, 20 cents for that WhatsApp, or 10 cents for that WhatsApp message. So that's where the data costs are much cheaper as compared to the actual cost of the SMS. And the same goes with the WhatsApp call. If you call somebody during peak time, depending on what package you were and which contract and which network, say they were charging you 2 rands a minute, And if you make a WhatsApp call, maybe it's costing you, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 cents a minute. So that's where they say that they are losing out. And they feel that the regulators need to step in and they need to regulate this. And it's not unique to South Africa. Service providers in India, as you heard Arthur explain, tried it, but they failed. In the UK, they're making noise, but nothing has happened. France has tried to block Skype, but it hasn't materialized yet. And all of this is anti-consumer. I mean, you need effective communication to be able to talk, to be able to boost your economy and your financial prospects. So I just hope that this portfolio committee in Parliament is not going to resolve, because to give MTN and Vodacom their way. Otherwise, all these WhatsApp chat groups on which people have been chatting all day will become rather more expensive. I suppose it may have a positive spin-off. Maybe people will spend a little less time on their phones nowadays.